Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Yud Beis, Shavuos 12b, pagination is 24. We're starting at the two dots, about a third of the page up from the bottom. Al Sha'or Averos. Let's read this text in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta. Beis Amid Beis. Al Sha'or Averos Shabbatorah, towards the bottom of the page of the Mishnah, on other Averos that are in the Torah, Hakalos Vahamuros, the light ones, so to speak, meaning the less serious, Vahamuros and the very serious, Hazidonos Vahashagogos, intentional and unintentional, Hoda Velohoda, if he knows about it or he doesn't know about it, Asay velosasay, positive commands or prohibitions, kurisus, averos that are capital punishment in heaven, cutting off, umisas bezdin, or capital punishment in this world through the earthly bezdin. About all these mitzvahs, soira mishtaleach mechaper, the goat that's sent out la azazel on Yom Kippur, thrown off the cliff, that is the kapara for all of these things. Now, our Gemara is in wonderment about this list, which seems to be a list, and will actually resolve it by explaining that it's an explanation, not a list. Let's look at the Gemara. Hainu kalos, hainu asei, velos asei. When it says the light mitzvahs, that's already including mitzvah sase and mitzvah lo sase. Hachamuros, the strict ones. Hainu krisus and mitzvah bezdin. That's the different types of capital punishment. Hoda, if he knows about it. Hainu mezid, that's the case of intentional. Lo hoda, if he doesn't know about it. Hainu shogig, that's the case of unintentional. So this long list sounds repetitive. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Hachikoma, this is the way you need to learn the Mishnah. Al Sha'or Averos Shebetorah, other Averos that are in the Torah, Ben Kalos Ben Chamuros, the light ones and the heavy ones, Ben Sha'asan B'Shogeg Ben Sha'asan B'Mezid, whether you did these light or heavy by mistake or purposely. And now the Mishnah is proceeding with explanations. Osan Sha'asan B'Shogeg, if it was done by mistake, so that gets divided into two categories. Bein noda lo sefekon, bein lo noda lo sefekon. That's if you know about this mistaken violation, meaning you figure it out afterwards, or you never figure it out and it needs kapara because it was a shogeg. And the explanation is ve'eloin kalos. What are the examples of kalos, of light ones? Asay velosa asay, if it's a positive or a prohibition, ve'eloin chamuros, krisus amisus bezdin, the heavy ones are the different types of capital punishments. So again, going back to the text in the Mishnah, when you start off, al sha'or averos, shebetorah, Hakalos chamuros, there's light and heavy. This dono shkogos, there's purposeful and mistaken. And then in shkogos, there's a question of whether it was a case of hoda or lo hoda, whether he eventually found out about it or not. And then the Mishnah is continuing by footnoting, so to speak, explaining, almost like in parentheses, so that you should know. What are kalos and chamuros? Asei velos asei are the kalos, krisus and misus bezdin are the chamuros. And on all this, sara mishtaleach mechaper, the azazel animal is mechaper. Now, the Gemara has a very significant question on this Mishnah. Hai asei hechidomi. What's the case of mitzvah asei, which was an example in the kalos? What's the case of the mitzvah asei that was violated? I delo avat tshuva, if he did not do tshuva, so veyach rishayim to'eva, so then this sacrifice is meaningless because he's a wicked person, and the sacrifice of a wicked person is rejected. Karbanos are only meant if a person is ready to do tshuva, to apologize, to come close. If he wants to just send his karban and he stays a rasha, so then that's not an atonement. That's not rebuilding the relationship. That's saying I'm sorry when you're not sorry. Ida avat tshuva. And if it's a case where he did do tshuva on these mitzvahs asay, kol yom anami, you don't need Yom Kippur with the Azazel sacrifice. Every day you could do tshuva on such a thing. So if you're doing tshuva, what do you need the Azazel for? The Tanya, as we learned, avar al mitzvah saseh va'asa tshuva. If a person was in violation of a mitzvah saseh, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and he did tshuva, lo zoz misham ad shemochalim lo. If he does do true tshuva, he doesn't even leave the spot without getting forgiveness. So we don't understand what is the purpose of this Azazel sacrifice regarding the mitzvah saseh. So the Gemara answers that it's a case of Omed b'merdo, he's indeed not doing tshuva. And it's according to Rebbe, who holds that Yom Kippur is so powerful that on most Averos, even without tshuva, Hashem clears the slate. Now, we don't paskin like Rebbe. And that statement of Rebbe, that it's going to atone even without tshuva, is not brought lahalacha. The Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Tshuva, in Halacha Beis, first perek, tells us, al kol avera shebetorah, the list of the averos in the Torah that this soir hamishtaleach, the Azazel, atones for, is all husha asa tshuva. If he did do tshuva. But if not, then the Sa'ir has limitations. Now, there is an interesting observation in this Rambam, in that the Rambam brings the Mishnah, including the part of Mitzvah Saseh, to which the Gemara objected. And is saying that the Sa'ir Azazel, the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, is going to be an atonement on the mitzvahs asay. And the problem is that the Rambam holds it's only if you did do tshuva. And if you did do tshuva, then the Gemara objected and said, then what do I need the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach for? That question is explored by the Mefarshim on the Rambam, including Evan Yisrael, and Be'eras Hamayim, for example. And it's a question that we at least have to appreciate the question, even if we're not completing the topic by giving the answer. Again, the Gemara objected that Sa'ir HaMishtaleach should not be needed for mitzvah saseh if you're dealing in a case of tshuva was done. Tshuva can be done all year and get atonement. You don't need Yom Kippur for that. On a mitzvah sasei. The Gemara's answer was, it's talking about Rebbe without tshuva, but we don't paskin like that. So if you're going with tshuva, why would mitzvah sasei be mentioned here? We conclude our session with the words of the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, Bizman Hazeh, in our time, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Ein sham ela tshuva, all we have is tshuva, ha-tshuva mechaperes al kol ha-averos, and it is through tshuva that a person would attain atonement on all averos. Sometimes it requires with Yom Kippur, sometimes it requires, if it's so serious, the person's passing finalizes the kapara, but tshuva is the mechanics that does it, if we do not have the related karbanos. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.